And I guess, well, first of all, maybe just start off by kind of both kind of talking about your thoughts on the award and just kind of a little bit about you know, getting the recognition. So just kind of the thoughts when you heard you were receiving the award.
I think we were just kind of excited. It's nice to be recognized when you go above and beyond and try to really do things, not necessarily the easy way, but the right way. And it feels good to be recognized for those efforts. What about you, Kyle?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, over the course of 10 to 15 years and of farming and all the challenges it's brought the last few years, and with the economy the way it is, you know, this year seems to be a bright spot all around. And so it was kind of refreshing to have, you know, have some recognition for that. And shout out to Farm Bureau for putting on what they do to, you know, for the Achievement and Excellence Award and helping young people get plugged into, you know, a group of young farmers that, you know, we can kind of bounce ideas off each other and grow our businesses together and grow our families together.
Talk maybe just a little bit about your guys' operation over there in Boyd County and kind of how you got started on this venture.
I got started quite a while ago. I bought 50 cows with a brother of mine back in college, and you know, I was taking some classes at the university, and it just really lit a fire in me to come back and farm. So from that point on, I just really, all my focus was towards agriculture and towards farming, and that kind of grew into a cattle company. And a few years went by, and I met Tiffany, and I always say that's the time when we hired our first CEO, and so things obviously change when you get married, and our farm structure changed a bit, and we rebranded in 2012 as Northview Family Farms, and we kind of felt that we wanted to be fairly broad-based to be able to take advantage of opportunities that maybe weren't just in cattle, like where our roots came from. And so that's kind of where we are today, a majority commercial hay farm, row crop, beef, cattle, and that's kind of the majority of our operation. We've got 5 employees currently, and we hire 2 to 4 in the summer, depending on kind of what projects and jobs and the environment that we're working with, and then we have a couple subcontractors that really come in and help at, and you know, high needs times that I just, you know, really appreciate those folks that help support our business as well.
Well, and Tiffany, I know with your family background here in the Broken Bow area, of course, you've always had the ag background side of things. But you know, kind of just talk a little bit about the transition from the Custer County area, from Broken Bow, to what you guys are doing over there in Boyd County, and how you've expanded on your agriculture knowledge base.
Absolutely, I appreciate that question. I think there was a big learning curve when I married a farmer. You know, my background is in nursing, and I got my BSN from the University Med Center. And so it was definitely a change, but the things that I learned growing up, I think, really did prepare me, whether I knew it or not, for what was coming. So, as you know, my family owns and operates Arrow Seed Company. And I think, you know, just growing up and kind of watching that business be passed from my grandparents to my parents, I just really learned a lot about owning a business, what it takes to own a business, you know, the commitment, the hard work, all the time that you put in to growing a business. And so I think watching that has really helped me here now that I'm a business owner with our farm. That has really, I think that knowledge has transferred well and kind of helped us in our farm business, just having a really solid business model to us. And then also you know, I think people in Broken Bow and Custer County, everyone just has such good values. I learned a lot about hard work and integrity there. And so, obviously, I think that just sets you up for success in life when you get those good values early.
Having received this this achievement award, this Young Farmers Achievement Award from the Nebraska Farm Bureau, obviously that's not the pinnacle for you guys. That's just kind of the beginning. What are you guys looking at as you continue to develop the business, as you continue to develop the farm? What lies in store? What's kind of the future plans for you guys?
Well, we're always looking for opportunities to, you know, like, you know, the history of farming, you know, a long time ago, everybody would always, you know, the next year they look for the next best opportunity. So I think we're very diligent. And right now there's, you know, there is, even though the farm economy's been a little saggy, there is opportunities, and we're just aggressively going after them. And I just want to touch back on, you know, what Tiffany had said. We have learned, you know, me personally, I've learned a lot from her and her nursing degree and how some of that stuff applies to farming. And, you know, just with some of the professionalism things, and that's something we would like to bring to, you know, the farm industry, is, you know, some of those professional things. And I guess that's, you know, I just wanted to comment on that, because I've definitely, it's been a learning curve. You know, she's had a lot of input on our farm, and definitely keeps us fairly clean cut and looking forward.
Well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say too, you know, Kyle really has a passion to serve others, and he's always looking for ways, how can I make, you know, how can I help my neighbor? What can work well for both of us, what can provide work for our employees, but also, you know, serve other people. So I think, you know, looking forward, as we look to grow our farm, just finding better ways to serve our neighbors, our customers, you know, in general, our goal is to help produce commodities that help feed the world. So, you know, I think we look through that lens of service to how do we get to that point.
All right. Well, lastly, guys, I just want to kind of touch base and get back to the Farm Bureau side of things here. Maybe another subtle plug for the Nebraska Farm Bureau and for the area farm bureaus here in Custer County and Boyd County as well. Talk maybe just a little bit about how the Farm Bureau has contributed or helped to you your success.
I'll start. I would say Farm Bureau has really contributed to me personally getting more involved on our farm, especially being in the Young Farmers and Ranchers program. I have just learned a lot about different operations. Going to the Young Farmer and Rancher conferences, we've been able to tour various ag-related businesses and different farms, and that has been really helpful to me, just to see what else is out there, as well as to network with other producers. That networking piece has been very beneficial to our farm and to us personally. You know, everyone has different ways of doing things, and sometimes you don't need to reinvent the wheel. So if you can talk to someone that is doing something that works, why not start doing it the way they're doing? So that's been helpful. I know Kyle has probably had some great experiences there too.
Well, and Farm Bureau has definitely gave us the tools and the mechanism to serve others locally, too. We've, you know, through our state committee, we've gotten to do some leadership training, and then, you know, we use that training and bring it back to our county and apply it and put on events or safety training or different things that the Farm Bureau helps sponsor. And those are just ways to keep everybody plugged in, and it's just an awesome experience. And so, yeah.
All right. Well, guys, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you two would like to add?
I think just we'd really encourage people that are interested or involved in agriculture to definitely get involved with your local Farm Bureau. It's It's an important organization. They are grassroots, so they listen to their members. What their members think is what they, in turn, make into their policies on various issues. So that's also what they then take to the Capitol, both here in Nebraska and also in D.C. So it's important to let your voice be heard, and Farm Bureau is a great way to do that.
All right, guys, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the recognition, and we will catch up with you guys down the road.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. Thanks again.
Mm-hmm.